In making preparations for this evening's this program this evening, as I always do, I've got closed caption on. I've got headlines going on. Well, Vice President Biden has finally stepped out of his shadow today, and he's been allowed to spend some of our money. Apparently, Biden has announced that $53.8 billion, well, maybe it's million, but those numbers are so big it doesn't matter, to develop a high-speed rail system in this country. Where's this money coming from? I drive down the highway with my granddaughter the other day, and I see more money being spent to widen highways on a city whose real estate debacle is destroying it. Of course, the other headlines that I saw today, let's see, Obama has kicked his smoking habit. Well, why not? He might as well kick the smoking habit. He's been kicking us. And the best headline of the day, a woman died in a hotel after having a butt implant procedure. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this 8th day of February 2011 right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Some of the other headlines. Let me take a look here. IRS is now going to reduce penalties if tax cheats come clean. They won't wipe them out. They'll just reduce them. $53 billion into passenger rail. Some guy came out and said, you know what? That would be like giving Bernie Madoff a second chance. You know, they've already bailed out Amtrak and everything else, so now here we go. Job openings fall for the second straight month. That's job openings fall for the second straight. Taco Bell has offered a free taco in the wake of their lawsuit. You know, the one that says that their beef isn't beef, this junk they put in the tacos. I could have told you that years ago. It looks like soy. Well, after all, it's beef with filler. How exciting. Well, earnings help stocks edge a little bit higher today. You know, this is earnings week, and Dow Jones Industrial closed up. I got to jump around here. Where are we? Wrong place. Here we go. Dow Jones Industrial up 72 to close at 12,233. The NASDAQ up 13, ending their day at 2797. S&P 500 up 6 at 13 and a quarter. Global Dow off 2. Gold off 1. In the after hour, the metals have had a roaring day. Oil up 50 cents a barrel. So what are the metals doing? Believe me, I got so many pages open up here, I can't find anything. $1,364.20 gold wound up at today. Silver at $30.37, up nearly a buck. Up 93 cents, as a matter of fact. Platinum was up $16 at $1,855. Palladium up $21 at $837. And rhodium is still breaking even. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly, and we're going to get it on.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, my buddy Richie Connick. Hey, Lindsay Lohan looks like she's going to jail. She's going to court tomorrow for allegedly stealing a $2,500 bracelet. I think she can just hang it up. Her career is done, over, and finished. She looks like she's been run over by a truck. She should have stayed with the dyke chick. Maybe she'd have been better protected. Who cares? Can you believe this junk? This is news. This is what people are supposed to pay attention to. This is the kind of stuff that keeps you distracted from reality. What is this? Bank tax to rise $1.3 billion? What does that mean? Increase comes as the government seeks input on the amount of executives' bonuses. Yeah, well, we talked about that yesterday. The banking executives received massive bonuses, bigger than last year. Why? Because they could? I guess so. Oh, my goodness. Taking a look at some other quick headlines, and then I'm going to get on. You know what? I'm going to pass on the headlines for right now. We've got much more to do during the course of this hour. What in the heck is that? Something dropped itself into the middle of one of our headlines on the RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com website. This has happened to be before. A bracket turned into a smiley face. Phew, how exciting. You know what? That's an interesting one. Let's cover that. One little area very quickly. Las Vegas now leads the nation with 71% of the homeowners are underwater. You believe that? Here, listen to this. Clark County, Nevada, 71.1% of the homeowners are underwater. Means they owe more money than their homes are worth. Number two, Osceola, Florida at 66.5%. Merced, California at 63.1%. St. Lucie, Florida at 62.4%. San Joaquin, California, 59.6%. Stanislaus, California, 57.5%. Clayton, Georgia, 56.1%. Orange, Florida, 56.1%. These are percentages of homeowners who are upside down. They're underwater. Solano, California, 55.6%. And this one where my buddy Moishe lives. As a matter of fact, by the way, where Bristol Palin just bought a house. 54.4% of the people in Maricopa, Arizona are upside down. But I'll bet Bristol Palin's not. Amazing. I'm going to spend some time tonight talking about one of my two favorite metals. I don't very often do this on a Tuesday, because you've just listened to several hours of economic conversation and questions by callers with on John's program, along with Bob Chapman. This particular piece I came across earlier today, it was sent to me by a colleague, one of my suppliers, and I found it interesting. And Robert Blumen, published today, states that in a recent article entitled The Case Against Gold, David Berman interviews a Canadian fund manager who is bearish for all of the wrong reasons. As do the vast majority of analysts and writers, he totally misunderstands how the gold price is formed. Now, while Berman is correct, Blumen says, that gold must obey the law of supply and demand, his explanation of how the law works is totally flawed. The supply and demand numbers presented in his article are meaningless and tell us nothing about the future direction of the gold price. The key to understanding the gold price is that gold is in demand as an asset, not as a commodity. A commodity is a good that is purchased in order to be permanently removed from the market, usually destroyed. Well, an asset is a good that is purchased because the buyer values it more as a holding than for its direct use. The most important consequence being held, rather than destroyed, is that the accumulated stockpiles exceed annual production by a large margin. In the case of gold, the ratio is somewhere between 50-1 and 100-1, while for most consumed commodities, it is less than 1-1. In other words, less than 1 year's total production is held in above ground stockpiles. Now, for a commodity, everything that is produced is sold. Everything that is sold is purchased, and everything that is purchased is consumed. The act of consumption removes the supply from the market permanently, forever, for eternity, for perpetuity. For the moment, let's idealize the situation a bit by assuming that there are no above-ground stockpiles of a commodity at all. Subject this to the simplifying assumption, the following is true, that the amount traded is the same as the amount produced, which is the same as the amount consumed. This mathematical identity is not true for an asset, because so much of the asset already exists, and so little is produced. Most of the trading takes place among buyers and sellers who are only shifting the existing stockpiles amongst themselves. It would be like, you want to buy gold, and I ship you gold, but I have acquired that gold from a supplier who may have acquired it from the U.S. Mint or a Canadian Mint or a bag sitting in a vault in Zurich, Switzerland. And at one point in time, that particular coin or whatever was struck out of gold that had been purchased from a mining operation. And in order for the mining operation to have it, people would have had to dig, and they had to fabricate, and they had to smelt it. So there's many levels of sales along the way. Not necessarily true with the commodity. The commodity goes from the farm to the broker or the co-op, who then sells it to a producer who turns it into an edible product. we'll just use corn as an example. So, because so much of the asset, in this case gold, already exists and so little is produced, most of the trading takes place among buyers and sellers, you and I, who are only shifting the existing stockpiles amongst themselves. The equality of the quantities produced and supplied and demanded and consumed does not hold. Small amounts of gold are consumed for industrial use, but the quantity permanently consumed can be considered effectively zero because most gold is either held in investable form, such as bars and coins, or as jewelry. The quantities bought and sold are by definition equal, but the quantities produced and consumed are not equal. Nor does the quantity produced necessarily equal the quantity bought and sold. So, the quantity bought and sold can exceed quantity produced by an enormous ratio because there ain't no limit on how much existing stockpiles of the asset may be traded during a single 1 year period. Now remember, we're talking about a true asset, a finished product, gold in your hand. We're not talking about ETFs, you know, which are suspect. You just heard Bob moments ago talk about the fact that the only people that are getting physical delivery out of ETFs are the big boys. You and I don't count. So you could buy 100 shares or 1,000 shares of a gold-traded ETF, and if you decide to take physical delivery, sorry, you're SOL. If you don't know what that translates to, then it doesn't matter anyway. So now, the different relationship between quantities produced, consumed, and traded between a commodity, corn, and an asset, gold, is the source of much of the confusion about gold. For a commodity, increases or decreases in the quantity produced can have a dramatic effect on the price because the quantity consumed must move either up or down along with the quantity produced. In other words, if they're producing 100,000 bushels of corn and there's ready buyers out there to eat that 100,000 bushels of corn or to use some of it for feed for their animals, well, then it's gone. It's done. It's finished. And once it's eaten, it comes out as a byproduct of something else and looks kind of funny and sometimes is kind of runny and you can figure the rest of it out. But the fact of the matter is that gold, once again, the example can come out of the ground. It can be smelted. It can be converted into a rough bar. It can be fabricated into a smooth, shiny bar. It can be, ultimately, portions of it can be melted down and turned into pieces of jewelry, which are then worn and maybe passed on from generation to generation or stolen by a thief and then gone and sold off somewhere. And it gets melted down and gets turned back into another piece of jewelry. And gold's recyclable. Wow. Isn't that cool? Stick around. We'll be back and continue this story.
Much of my life has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back, my friends. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, the days are getting longer, and of that I am thankful. I'm talking tonight about, and once again, I don't too often take Tuesday nights and get involved with economics. We're not really discussing economics. We're talking about the differences between a commodity and an asset. And unfortunately, most financial advisors, and I'm sure that I've made this error as well, and financial news writers, etc., discuss gold in terms of being a commodity. First of all, it is not a consumable product. It is a product that is amazingly recyclable. The very first ounce of gold that was ever mined, ever pulled up out of the ground, still exists somewhere in some form out there. It could be in a guy's tooth. It could be a piece of jewelry. It might be part of a coin somewhere. And that's after how many thousands and thousands of years? Remember the different relationship between quantities produced and consumed and traded between a commodity and an asset is the source of much of the confusion about gold. To reiterate, that for a commodity, increases or decreases in the quantity produced can have an effect on the price because the quantity consumed must move either up or down along with quantity produced. Because there are no stockpiles to buffer the difference between production and consumption, the only way for them to come into balance is through price. But for an asset, such as gold, things work quite differently. For an asset, most trading consists of the change of ownership of existing stocks. And I don't even like to use the word stocks here. We're talking about change of ownership of the asset itself, that ounce of gold or that bar of gold or silver, whatever the case may be. The gold that gets produced will certainly be sold. But trading volumes during a year will far exceed new mine production because of a large volume of trade of existing holdings. Once again, when we start talking about trading volumes, I'm not talking about stocks and ETFs here. I'm talking about the actual good, the product, the asset itself, the ounce of gold. Now, to quantify the impact of mine supply in the market, it's been estimated that the trading volume on the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA, LBMA can absorb an entire year's mine output in about 12 trading days. Consider that the LBMA is only one of several investor bar markets worldwide. The investment market as a whole includes the coin market as well. Now, there's, I'm sure, precise numbers out there, but we estimate that an entire year's worth of mine production turns over in the physical market within a matter of just a couple of days. And because mine supply is small compared to existing holdings, and because the volume traded exceeds mine supply by a large ratio, mine supply is quickly absorbed into the marketplace and has little impact on the gold price itself. Did you hear that? Everything that they pull up out of the ground tomorrow is not going to move the price of spot by one iota. Far more importantly is the price at which existing sellers are willing to part with their ounces, or even more importantly is the price at which new buyers are willing to pay to acquire that asset. Now, with all that in mind, we're going to return to comments on Berman's article. The one that we referenced at the beginning of this commentary, Berman's article entitled The Case Against Gold. Berman states the underlying fundamentals are now looking distinctly negative for the metal's long-term prospects, end quote. As we will see, he reaches this conclusion by looking at the market only on an annual production basis. According to the GFMS, the London-based precious metals consultancy, global jewelry purchases plunged to 1,759 tons last year from more than 3,000 tons at the beginning of the decade, as the rising price of gold turned off consumers and jewelry makers cut back on gold content. Well, if all you do is look at annual production, it ignores most of the gold market. The entire gold market is a single integrated market with a singular price. There's not one market with one price for gold produced this year and another market selling at a different price where existing stockpiles of gold are traded. The only time there's a variation of price is when it comes down to the buying or selling of the finished product. Whether it be a British sovereign, an old 20-franc rooster, or a modern-day American eagle, or a Canadian maple leaf, or a one-ounce ingot, or a little wafer. All that is established by the market. Buyers, sellers, barter, trade. Interesting concept. Stay with us. There's a lot more to go. I could use 2 hours tonight. Call the next guy. Tell him to take a night off.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I just got a headline through in an email. Apparently, the Communist Party USA, CPUSA, is now objected to the Democratic Party. The Communist Party is suing the Democratic Party for stealing its platform. Go figure that one out. Welcome back to second half hour of tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. This truly is one of those nights I could use 2 hours. I find this a fascinating subject, although it's complex. It's simple. We probably could have edited this whole thing down to three paragraphs and made it real cut and dried, but I find things like this unique because I think it answers many questions for a lot of people who have been confused. Now, we were talking a few moments ago about the annual production about gold and how it ignores most of the gold market. Remember, the entire gold market is a single integrated market with a single price. We talked about that. If supply goes from 1,759 to 3,000 tons over a few years, almost a 100% increase, then demand must also nearly double. Otherwise, the price of gold would plunge, right? Well, not necessarily. You see, the supply of gold is not 1,759 or 3,000 tons. It's about 165,000 tons. The total of all mined gold throughout history that has not been lost or destroyed. But even when it's destroyed, it's still there. We've talked about that. If you put $10,000 worth of cash under your bed in a shoebox and also decide to put an equal amount of gold, let's just say it's gold coins in a box, a shoebox under your bed. Now, your house catches on fire because you're so damn cold this winter that you crank up the fireplace, but you didn't clean the flue out, so you burn the place down. What happens when you go rummaging through the rubble of your home that's burned down the next morning? The paper is poof, gone with the wind, baby. The gold has changed shape. It's melted into a glob. But all the ounces of gold are still in your hand. That's the difference, intrinsic value. But what about the demand factor? Well, there's a demand for 165,000 tons, which is exactly equal to the supply. And that can be proven by the fact that well, gee, we can't get enough gold to sell, so, hey, kids, I got an idea. Let's sell gold to them on ETFs. They'll think they're buying gold, but they're not really. But then remember, the supply has not doubled over the last couple of years. It's grown modestly by about 1% to 2% each year for a cumulative increase of less than 20%. And yet, how much has gold grown in perceived value over the past 10 years? 300-400%? It's a lot. 500% nearly? So what does it mean to say that the demand for an asset is equal to the supply? Well, for a commodity, the demand consists of offtake from the market for destruction. An asset, on the other hand, is never destroyed. It is acquired in order to be held. The demand for an asset consists of what economists call reservation demand. We're not talking about powwows and woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. We're talking about demand so they can hold it in reserve, meaning that investors demand an asset by holding it off the market while the price is below their selling price. The problem here is now we're talking about it in terms of typical investment mentality. But demand for gold has not and does not need to double in order to keep pace with mine supplies. The supply grows by only 1% a year. Reservation demand must only grow by the same amount just in order to keep the market in balance. It appears that the market is off balance, isn't it? So here's where we get into the meat of Berman's case for the bearish gold supply fundamentals. Berman says, well, at the same time as demand is falling, gold supply is rising. Most central banks, for instance, are jettisoning their gold holdings. According to the World Gold Council, total gold holdings were about 30,600 tons in December, down nearly 2,900 tons since the beginning of the decade. And these overall declines take into account an increase in gold holdings by China's central bank. He then goes on to say that adding to supply has ramped up production from mines. This rose to a four-year high of 2,572 tons in 2009. In addition, consumers are now happily mailing in their scrap gold jewelry to the host of gold-dealing companies that have sprouted up in recent years. Add in this recycled gold, and total world supply hit 4,034 tons last year, the highest level in at least a decade. Excuse me, Mr. Berman. A seller selling gold is not an increase in supply. It is only a transfer of existing supply from one owner to another. It doesn't matter whether this seller is a central bank or somebody melting scrap. And moreover, is central bank selling a huge bearish indicator? Gee, it seems to me that most of last year we heard about central banks buying gold, massive amounts of gold. Because you see, 3,000 tons per year is about annual mine supply. This, as we've noted earlier, a few trading days worth of volume. If there's no buyers near the market price, then it could be bearish. But not nearly as bearish as it sounds when you consider that the total supply of gold is 165,000 tons, which amounts to between 50 and 100 years annual production. While the real influence on the price is not possible to quantify, once the gold changes hands, the price depends on the reservation price of the new buyers, which could be higher than that of the recent seller. But then Berman also misunderstands the relationship between investment products and jewelry. He says, unlike most commodities, gold is not consumed in high quantities. Industrial use accounts for only about 10% of the total demand, which is why jewelry makers have traditionally provided most of the market for the metal. However, global demand for gold jewelry has been in steady decline, replaced by only by demand from fickle investors, a shift that could have a disastrous impact on the price of gold if those buyers turn squeamish. I love cats like this who dump on the jewelry mentality. Years ago, I had a client that, you know, he called in for some free information, company I was working for. He said, oh, no, I want to talk about gold. I don't believe in that stuff. Nobody's going to spend any money on that crap. I got burned by the Hunt brothers and silver. I ain't buying no gold or silver. I said, let me ask you a question. Are you married? Well, yeah, I've been married 50 years. I said, get your wife a ring when you got married? Well, we got it some years later. We can afford it, but yeah. So what's it made of? Well, gold, of course. I thought you just told me you didn't believe in gold. End of conversation. Berman goes on to say, well, of course, gold is in still high demand, but the source of this demand is now investors who have become gold's biggest buyers for the first time in about 30 years. These buyers have no uses for gold other than the hope of selling it to someone else at a higher price somewhere down the road. End of quote. Well, that's great, Berman, but frankly, Shelley was funnier than you are, because in reality, investment and jewelry are just not all that different. They're just two different ways of holding the same ounce of gold. In either form, the gold is not destroyed. The boundary between them is somewhat fluid based on the relative intensity of investment demand versus jewelry demand. As gold becomes more in demand by investors demanding bars and coin, the opportunity cost of using it for jewelry increases. French angels make some of the most exquisite jewelry, be they earrings or necklaces or bracelets or whatever. At margin, more people will sell back unwanted jewelry as scrap. And also at the margin, more buyers will substitute silver or other metals for gold. If the investment demand fell, then at the same margin, people would hold on to more of their family jewelry and use more gold in new jewelry fabrication. What Berman describes as a fall in demand is only a natural shift, S-H-I-F-T, between different ways of holding gold as an investor and a consumer valuations change. By the way, do you believe in $60 silver? Yeah? It could happen 5 months or less. Stick around. We're not getting into that one tonight, but I think the silver's move is going to happen, nearly doubling from where it currently stands. Don't lose sight of that, my friends. It's been a great day for the silver. Boxes and bags of silver are going out the door. And there's good reason for it. Well, we could go back and forth with this whole nonsense about gold and silver and jewelry versus bars versus coins, but to be honest with you, I think you get the basic understanding. Gold is not a commodity, is it? It is an asset. It has been an asset for, what, 5,000-6,000 years? Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's a number of people that buy gold purely for speculative reasons because they think they're going to make a killing, and they may. But it's those of us who buy gold for the reasons that we do that do not plan on getting killed. Financially speaking, of course. One of the best indicators that any analyst is in a state of deeply misguided thinking is that he provides two different numbers for supply and demand. Numbers result from adding up some fraction of the total gold trades on each side of the market and calling those numbers supply and demand. But as we've noted, trading volumes do not measure supply differently than demand. If the supply and demand number are not equal, then the analyst has counted some trades as supply only and others as demand only. Gee, I guess that means the sellers have the supply and the buyers have the demand. Is that the idea? But those numbers never do mean what those analysts say they do, and they tell you nothing about the direction of the gold price. When you read interviews and articles by so-called prominent gold analysts, but people like John Nadler, Jeffrey Christian, providing price forecasts based on quantitative figures for supply and demand, one must keep in mind that these numbers are meaningless, and so then are their interpretations of the numbers. Whenever we read a Jeffrey Christian interview, I feel the urge to grab him by the shoulders and shake him and shout, "Stop talking this BS, man!" In the end, the gold price is not analyzable by quantitative measure of supply and comparing it to a quantitative measure of demand. Supply and demand, whether you want to believe it or not, are identical. Both are equal to the total stock of gold. The price depends on the reservation price of the owners of existing stockpiles as compared to the buy price of existing holders of fiat money. This cannot be measured other than by the gold price itself. And so how then do we forecast the price of gold? Many of you have asked, where do I think gold is going? Where do I think silver is going? It is rare that I ever throw that dart. It is not too often I get into the forecasting mechanism. There are many others out there. In fact, we've got a piece up on the Republic Trading Group International.com today that talks about $2,000 and $5,000 gold figures, etc. Oh, I guess I'm somewhat sympathetic to methodologies that compare the purchasing power of an ounce of gold over time to other assets, such as a man's suit or the Dow Index or a 72 Chevy or whatever the case may happen to be. But another approach that makes some sense is looking at historical trends in gold's total capitalization compared to that of other financial assets. It's hard to point to an arbitrage that would bring the price of gold in line with historical value of these metrics. The reality is, don't wait to buy gold, my friends. Buy gold and wait. You'll be glad you did. Buy silver and wait. You'll be glad you did. This week, an offer I've not done for quite some time here at Republic Trading Group and on RBN is for what I mentioned during the last several hours is probably my personal favorite coin, not because of beauty, not because I have any love or respect for the monarchy of Great Britain or anything else, but because of the recognizability of said coins. You go back to the times of Queen Victoria and you'll find that from the second issuance of her coins, they all had the same reverse as they do today, which is George the Dragon Slayer on his horseback doing what he does. That which is stamped on the front of that coin or struck on the front of that coin or a variation of rulers. Going back to Queen Victoria up into the 1902, I think it was, or thereabouts, and then being replaced by King Edward VIII. From 1902 to 1910, a relatively short period of mintage. Frankly, very few of better quality King Edwards remain as far as the British sovereigns are concerned. And yet, in order to expand your holdings, it's always advisable to diversify your holdings with some of those Edwards. Doesn't make a lot of difference to me, an Edward, a George, a Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Victoria, it's all got the same value. Each one contains 0.2354 of an ounce of net pure gold. Subsequently replaced in 1911 by King George V. One of the most popular and widely distributed British coins available. Remember that by 1916, the British Empire covered nearly two-thirds of the global village. And these golden gems, usually found in about uncirculated condition, or worse, and occasionally better, they're still issued to the military forces of many nations as part of their survival gear, because they're still recognized the world over. Still one of the best buys in the international gold market, and we've been able to make it a better buy today. Remember, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Generally available in extra fine to about uncirculated condition as well. I like British sovereigns for a combination of reasons. Some years ago, a longtime supporter, a good friend, returned from Daddy Bush's Desert Storm. And he brought with him a British gold sovereign that had been issued to officer types as part of their survival gear in Desert Storm. Both to the British Air Force and the Canadians and the Americans, etc. You know, it's like the movie From Russia with Love. James Bond got this little briefcase and had little belts inside of it with, you know, 50 gold sovereigns or whatever. It's exactly what we're talking about. You see, these coins are recognized worldwide. They've been used as emergency money for decades. For well over 100 years, Allied World War II pilots carried British gold sovereigns in their survival kits. Desert Storm, American pilots carried these historic gold coins as their emergency money in case they were downed in Iraqi territory. You see, clearly, genuine British sovereigns are private. They're portable. And they have instant liquidity worldwide. Who controls and owns and manages most of the mini markets in this country today? It's people from India, from Pakistan, from that region of the world. Remember, at one time, India and Pakistan were a single country. And the Limeys destroyed that like they do everything else. Sovereigns are recognized by these people. They're recognized in the Falklands and Australia and Canada and in South America and in South Africa. There is not a corner of the world the British sovereign is not recognized. It's one of the best ways to hold gold I know. They're small, they're barterable, they're tradable, they're fractional, and they're one of the best buys in the market out there today. Now, honestly, I haven't looked at spot gold for several hours. I've been too darn busy. But the reality is, and this is going to go up and down a little bit, but gold, as I put this package together earlier today, was at $1,367 an ounce. Let's take a look and see where it is right now. Is it up or down? Huh? What do we got? And you know what? Our pricing will adjust accordingly. Hey, we're down. Yeah, man, gold's down about $3, $2.50, somewhere in that general area from that figure, and I'll adjust it accordingly. But at $1,367 an ounce, I'm making these coins available. You know, if all you can afford is 1, 2, 3 coins, fine. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Individual British sovereigns at $367 a coin. But you want to take advantage of this week's Bob Chapman special, which, by the way, is number 724. You purchase a 16-pack, a minimum of a 16-pack of these coins, I will give you that opportunity to pick up a copy of a full year's subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster Newsletter. I'll renew your subscription if you're getting ready to expire. I'll allow you, we'll give that subscription as a gift to the person you name of your choice. You just got to let me know if you want it mailed or if you want it emailed to somebody. If you don't want any of the above and you want to save the network some money, I'll give you free shipping. Orders are all subject to a $25 shipping and handling fee. If you don't need the newsletter, you don't want to gift it, you don't want to renew it, I'll eat your shipping for you. Single coins, $367 a piece, but jump up to the 16 and 32 coin pack. Try this one on for size. How about price now drops from $367 a coin down to $360.75 a coin? That is a considerable savings. And if you want to get into a 40-pack or more, watch what happens. Divide it by 40, $357.50 a coin. That is a massive savings. Purchase that 16-coin minimum. Get your choice of the free subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster, the renewal, the gift subscription, or the free shipping. All you got to do is call me at 800-691-7898. Tell me you want to discuss Chapman Special number 724. But I'll tell you a faster way to get a hold of me. You do it right through the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Forget that orders at republictradinggroup.net. That deals strictly with the Jackson products, the Jackson medallions and the bankers rounds, etc. You can't get a hold of me through that site. Go to republictradinggroupinternational.com. Down on the right-hand side under Contact Us, you click on the email where it says gold at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Do it. Tell me what you want. I'll get back with you. Leave me a phone number. Leave me your name. If we've done business before, I'll know exactly what to do, and I'll get you the confirmation now. This is a great buy. Gold is once again on its way back up. Will it stay up? Will it begin to come down? I suspect we're going to have a good 4 to 5 month run before we begin to see the typical summer settling. You want to talk about silver? Be prepared to get out that checkbook. Be prepared to do a bank wire. Be glad to talk to you about silver. Bags of junk silver. Monster boxes of silver American Eagles. Buffalo rounds are out about 2 to 3 weeks before they even arrive for the next shipment. That's just what you're running into. But I'm not going to put people off 12, 14, 16 weeks delivered like some of these other companies are doing. Some of the deliveries take a little bit longer than we'd like. I've got a lady who was emailing me before, can't understand about why the holding of the check, and she said, that doesn't make sense. I said, you know what? You go right to our website. It's all explained how long we have to hang on to checks. Got your note, Joe. I'll take care of you, my friend. And, yeah, we'll probably get you the King George. It's usually the better of the coin. I'll get you a nice sweet piece. Anyway, I'll talk to you later about that, Joe. My friends, this has been a good hour. I could have expounded and gotten into a lot more stuff. There's much going on with news headlines right now. Things aren't getting better like they're telling us to. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad tidings, but when you go look at those numbers of all these homeowners that are upside down, underwater in this country, you look at the January deficit alone indicates that Obama is going to blow through the $2 trillion mark for this year. That's pretty nasty. I thought we had a cap of $1.7 trillion. He's already spending beyond that. Michigan is getting ready to prepare for a tsunami in their municipality and school districts with their bond issues. It's over. It's done. No, I don't, as I said on John's show, this business about we must take America back, or this whole business about, you know, reclaiming America. Reclaiming it to what point? To July 4th, 1776, or the day before Bill Clinton took office? You better use your heads with some of this nonsense. Don't buy into the BS. Tomorrow night, we got some interesting warnings about some horrific things that are going on out there on the internet. Stay with us right here at RBN. We got a great night with the programming coming up. Beyond that, till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
That suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has, and I got you.
The next round of the worst financial